The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Tmuradaf Tazayin. The Gemara says over two different tefillas that Yaivitz, Osniel ben Kenaz, Davanta Kodesh Baruch Hu. One tefillah is Baruch Tvarchini Vatayra, Verbasis Gvuli Batalmidim, Vaisi Adchim Adi Shal Yishtakach Talmudim Ilibi, Vaasim Rossi, She is Damuli Reim Kamoisil Vulti Otsvi Shal Yisagveni Yitzhar Milishnois. That's one tefillah. The other one is And Baruch Tvarchini Vapiri Varivia, Verbasis Gvuli Vabonim Obonis, Vaisa Yotchi Madi Vamasu Vamaton, Vasisa Mirasi Shalayabi Michush Roish, Umichush Oznaim, Umichush Einaim, Vulti Otsvi Shalay Sagveni Yitzahar Milushnois. So the one common denominator between these two tefillas is Shalay Sagveni Yitzahar Milushnois. I want to speak a little bit of art that's very, very close to my heart about this idea of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away the Yitzahara. And this is actually a vort that my Rebbe told me is emes of vort, the one emes of vort that I ever said. That was a little bit of a joke, but Maisa, this is the only thing that my Rebbe told me is emes of vort. The pasuk says in Parshas Toldos, it says by Yaakov Avinu, we know the famous story Yaakov Avinu and Esav, that Esav came in from the Sadavu Ayev. Halitani Naman Adam Adam Azeh. He asked Yaakov to give him some of the red soup that Yaakov was preparing. And Yaakov said, Michra Chayemis B'chayroschali, sell me your B'chayra. So Esav said, Hine Anoichi Hoylich Lamos V'lamos Ali B'chayra. Yaakov said, and the Apostle fears Zois, Vayiva is Esav Asa B'chayra. So, this Rashi says on the pasuk, "Iva zeisav asabachayra heyra kosev al rishay shabizav idaser shalmakim." The pasuk is saying, "Eidos is testifying to the terrible rishus of Esav that he was mevazed avoid of Hakadosh Baruch Hu." So Rashi is kvetching over here. Rashi is emphasizing the fact that Esav was mevazed al bechayra, and the pasuk is also emphasizing it. The pasuk explains what happened. It reiterates what happened over here, and it summarizes the story. It says, "Vayivez Esav asabachayra." Now, one can wonder why is it necessary for the Torah to reiterate and to emphasize "Vayivez Esav asabachayra." This is quite obvious when you look at the psukim. It's pretty clear that Esav was mevazeh the bechayra. He disrespected the bechayra because he sold the bechayra for a bowl of soup. That obviously is not showing such great respect for the exalted institution of bechayra. And also, it's very interesting that this is the one story that we know about Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav were both born from Yitzhak Avinu and Rivka Imenu. We can imagine what kind of chinuch was put into these two children. And this one, Yaakov Avinu was Pirish L'chaim and Esav was Pirish L'maves. The only story we know about them is this story. Okay, we also know that Esav was Ish Yedeyat Sayyid Ish Sada and Yaakov was Ish Tam Yoshev Eholim. Okay, but that itself actually creates a very, very big question. We say Yaakov was Ish Tam, he was a simple person. Esav was Ish Yedeyat Sayyid. He was, like Rashi explains, he was a Ramai. He knew how to trick people. He was a crafty fellow. Now, if we look throughout the Chumash, we don't see a single instance where Esav was on the Ramai side and Yaakov was on the Tam side. If anything, it's the opposite. Yaakov goes around tricking Esav, tricking Lavan. What exactly about Yaakov is so Tam? And what exactly about Esav is so crafty? Esav doesn't seem to be too crafty. So I wanted to compare this to Gemara and Shabbos. It's a very, very fascinating. Oh, so first, let's be makdim before we go on to the Gemara and Shabbos. Really, Rashi answers our first question. The pasuk says, Esav said, "Hine anoichi hoylich lamos." And Rashi says, Esav told Yaakov, "What's this avodah? What's this bechayra all about?" So Yaakov said that there's kama misa is tluyim ba, pruy roish b'misa, shtuy yayim b'misa. If a person wants to do the avodah of bechayra, wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, there's a lot of misas that are tluyim ba. It's a very, very dangerous thing. If a person is not in the right madrega and he serves Hashem, chas v'shalom, the person can get punished very, very severely. So Esav said, "Hina noichi hoylich lamos. I don't need this. What do I need this for?" And a simple person reading the pasuk, or any person reading the pasuk, really would think that Esav was a very, very big Yirei Shamayim. Esav was a person who believed in Hashem very much, and he was very afraid of Hashem. And therefore, he did not want to take the leap and go and get involved in something as risky as Bechayra. What does he have to do extra credit for? He doesn't have to do Bechayra. There's no mitzvah that you must do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. It's extra credit that a person can do. Why would Esav want to do this and put himself at risk of Pruei Rosh HaMisa and Shluyayim HaMisa? That's what the Torah has to emphasize, Vayiva Zeisav Asabachayra. So what's the pshat? Why indeed does the Torah view this as being disrespectful towards Bechayra? And denigrating Bechayra? The answer is, because when Hashem presents a person with an opportunity for growth, the person should not worry about the risks. Why is that? Why should a person grab the opportunity to grow regardless of what kind of risks come along with it? So we find a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos, which I thought is a very, very appropriate parallel to this parasha in the Chumash. And it shows us why this story, and specifically this story about Yaakov and Esav, is so fundamental in understanding why Yaakov was chosen to be the father of the Jewish people, to be the ultimate pinnacle of creation, and Esav went down l'shol tachtia. Why is that? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us a very interesting story. This is the middle of the story of Matan Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos has a lot of stories about Matan Torah. The middle of the story, the Gemara digresses, seemingly, the same story about Rava. It says Rava was once so involved in learning that he was sitting on his finger, and he was so intensely involved in learning that he caused himself to bleed, and his finger was gushing blood. And Tzaiki met him, and Tzaiki said to him, "You guys are always in a rush. You're a crazy, reckless nation. That you first said Nasa before you said Nishma. Why would you jump into accepting the Torah before you know what it says in the Torah? And you're still in a rush. You see how you lose yourself over learning. You go crazy when you learn. Why are you doing this? You're reckless people." So Rava said back to him, "Ananda saginam b'shleimusa. We go with shleimus, tamimus, and shleimus are the same thing. Ksivon tumas yisharim tanchim. It says about us, tumas yisharim tanchim. The simplicity of straight people will lead them in life. Hanach inshi the sagin balilusa. You people who go with trickery, ksiv b'chu v'selav b'igdim yishadim. The crookedness of betrayers will cast them down." So Rashi says something very fascinating over there, and very, very enlightening to understand the very fundamental difference between a yid and somebody who is not a yid. Rashi says, we accepted the Torah. We went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedera Chaisa Me'ahava. We went with him in the mahalach of somebody who performs deeds out of love. V'samachnu alav, and we relied on Hashem that he would not give anything to us that is too hard for us. Rashi is teaching us a very, very big yesod. When Hashem came to the Goyim, and he told them, "Do you guys want to be Mekabel the Torah?" The Goyim sat down and they said, "Let's hear what it says in the Torah. Tell us what's in it, and then we'll decide." The Jews just accepted it right away. Why is that? The answer is as follows. The Goyim fully understood, just like Esav, their father, understood, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol. He's almighty. They believed in Hashem. They believed in him with utter conviction. However, the way that they viewed Hashem is not the way one views a parent. They viewed Hashem as a very, very powerful God who created them, and who is not necessarily on their side. Hashem is not necessarily looking out for them the way they are looking out for themselves. And when they're dealing with Hashem, they have to be very, very careful. They have to make sure that he doesn't trick them into doing something which is not good for them. So the Goyim said, "Look, we believe that you're very powerful. We believe that if we don't follow the Torah that you're going to give us, we'll be punished terribly." The Goyim didn't want to take the chance because they felt that Hashem might be tricking them into taking upon themselves something which is too hard for them. And they're right. Technically speaking, if you think about it, it's impossible for a person to accept to keep the Torah. The Gemara in Kedushin teaches us, Yitzroi shel Adam is Gabriel b'chol yoyim. The Gemara teaches us the Yetzirah tries to make a person sin every day, and if Hashem would not help us, it would be impossible to fight the Yetzirah. So when the Goyim looked at the Torah, they said, "It's impossible for me to accept upon myself. I'm not gonna kill. I'm not gonna be immoral. I'm not gonna steal. I'm not gonna kidnap. Whatever it means, I'm going to keep Shabbos, every Shabbos. Regardless, my boss tells me, if you don't keep Shabbos, you're fired. It's impossible. It's impossible for a person to foresee himself being able to be Oymed ben Nisayin and to serve Hashem properly. What did the Yidden know that the Goyim didn't know? It's very simple. The Yidden knew that Hashem is it loves us. Hashem is not giving us things because He's trying to get us. We don't have to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem and us are on the same team. If it doesn't make sense to us that we'll be able to keep the Torah, because we know that Yitzhar Shalom is Gabra v'chol Yoyim, and it's impossible to fight Him, it must be that Hashem is going to help us. We knew for sure that He's not trying to get us and catch us and trap us into accepting something which we'll never be able to keep. If it seems to us that we can't keep it, there must be some kind of cheshvan. Hashem has some plan for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezrai. Hashem will help us. That's what the Yidden knew that the Goyim didn't know. And that's what Yaakov Avinu knew that Esav didn't know. Esav also believed in Hashem. But he felt that Hashem is someone that we have to watch out from. Because we have to be very, very crafty when dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yidden knew that we could be crafty with Esav. We could be crafty with Lavan. When we deal with Hashem, we view Him the way a Tam views his father. He doesn't think his father's out to get him. A person knows his father loves him. Yaakov Avinu looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew that Hashem had performed unbelievable nisim for him. And every day of his life, every breath that he took, was a chesed that is unimaginable. Every second of our lives is the greatest kindness that Hashem is bestowing upon us. And it's impossible that He's giving us something that's too hard for us. From here we learn that the proper attitude that a person is supposed to take towards Avodas Hashem is not that I can do it. I can be Mizgabra Mayetzer. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezrai. The Goyim were right. It's impossible for a person to accept upon himself that he's going to be able to fight the Melchemes Hayetzer. We need to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I wanted to say Pshat. This is the Pshat in Osniel Ben Knaz, our Gemara. His tefillah was that Shalai said, Veni Yetzahara Milushno. He davened Hashem to take away the Yetzahara. And I wanted to say Pshat in the Shver Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin says that when Ezra came back from the Golos, they made Sukkos, the likes of which had not been made from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So the Gemara explains, what does it mean they made Sukkos? Didn't everybody else make Sukkos? The Gemara says that they were able to mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. The Anshei Knesset HaGdol in the time of Ezra, they davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah, and Hashem listened to them and took it away. That's what it means to make Sukkos. What the connection to Sukkos is a shmuz for another time. And the Gemara says that that's why the Pasuk takes a letter out of Yeshua ben Nun's name. Because Bishlam Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't daven to take away the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah because he didn't have the schus of being in Eretz Yisrael. You need a special schus that Hashem should listen to you and abolish forever the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah. But Yeshua, who came into Eretz Yisrael, he certainly should have davened to take away the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah. If he didn't do that, he deserves to have a letter removed from his name. We see from here that what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni was not a cop-out. I always thought that that really the right thing to do is the way they did in the Bayis Rishon. Try to fight. The madrigas that a person can reach when he fights the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah are unbelievable. And in the Bayis Rishon, they had Nevuah. They were Zeicha to Nevuah. In the Bayis Sheni, they lost the Nevuah. The Svarim say that it's connected to the fact that the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah was taken away. Zelu mazel asolikim. You can't have everything. So the Bayis Rishon, they were right. They wanted to fight and they wanted to reach the madrigas that a person is able to reach, Ba'ilam Azeh, Al Yedei, fighting the Yetzer Hara. This Gemara teaches us it's not true. The Bayis Sheni was not a cop-out. It's not the pshat that we tried, we failed, so we have no choice, we have to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should have daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu from day one. You should not try to fight. You have to daven to Hashem to take away the Yetzer Hara. That's the right way to do it. And that's why Yeshua ben Nun lost the letter from his name.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.